Some 2 million people in the U.S. live without access to running water, and many more live with contaminated water. Reporter Benny Becker visited people in the Ohio Valley and on the Navajo Nation in Arizona who live without adequate clean water. Those include a West Virginia family desperate to get connected to a clean water supply. Their well water was contaminated, and they suspect pollution from years of coal and gas extraction is to blame. Here's their story in their own words.
So here's the water.
It's all coming straight out of that mines right there. It's got a dingy, oily, filmy look. This is what always happens around here. When it don't produce money for them no more, they walk off and leave it. And who's stuck with it? We are.
Hello, I'm Melissa Easterling.
I'm Chauncey Easterling.
We're from McDowell County, West Virginia. We're having a lot of problems with our water.
And they think that's what killed her dad.
Do you want to introduce yourself, or you'd rather not be on the
radio? I'm just Timothy.
Timothy? How old are you, Timothy?
7.
Do you remember ever using the well water?
I've never been around that time, too.
He was around, but we never allowed him to use it.
Yeah, but one time Chat used it, and he got so sick, he just gave up and died, didn't he?
I mean, he didn't give up. He just had to go.
You seen that one with the tombstone up there? That's my papa. Used to be my papa.
Our water first had a funny smell to it, and then it got real dingy.
You couldn't get it on you, it'd eat your skin.
We contacted the health department, and he gave us a list of what was in it. And then we went on out to Ridge testing.
Every bit of what we've had tested in a good 2 mile radius around us, we've been told not to drink the water, not to bathe in the water, not to touch the water.
Are there many people who are still drinking the well water or spring water right around here?
There is a lot. Our neighbor out there that's got a lot of lead in it, she still drinks it even though she knows that it's bad.
We got to have some help. And they need to clean this mess up before a lot more people get killed, die from it. I mean, you don't really know the extent of this. But till they do something like that, we need help with city water right down in here.
I'm Mavis Brewster, General Manager for McDowell County Public Service District. Those residents are desperate for water service. We've been trying for several years and have not gotten funding for that one. Federal funds and state funds have not been as plentiful as they used to be. And every year we're competing against ourselves and against everyone else that needs money.
You see, it's going to happen everywhere because these are some of the wells when they first started finding gas around here. Kentucky, Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania. You can go anywhere and find situations like this right here.
I'm Nina McCoy. I'm from Inez, Kentucky, in Martin County. After what happened in Flint, it was like, oh my gosh, there's other people who have water problems. We all need to get together on this because this is a problem nationwide.
I'm Yate. My name is Nicole Horseherder. The English equivalent of Diné is Navajo. My family for generations have lived on Black Mesa. Black Mesa is a high plateau in northeast Arizona. On the northern end of the plateau, Peabody used to operate 2 mines. We've seen changes. Our springs and seeps don't produce and the water's contaminated. What's going to be here in 20 years? If it's not going to be here and it's a life-giving element, there's going to be no life here.
We used to drink the water out of that creek. Now you can't do it. It's contaminated. And God knows, our children's children won't be able to go down there and swim in that creek or fish in that creek. Money don't last. But money will fix the problems here and fix it to where the land will last. But if we don't get no help, none of it's going to get fixed. That's the big situation.
That story came to us from reporter Benny Becker with support from the Abrams Neiman Fellowship and the Ohio Valley Resource. The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and this station.